Tracy, good to see you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, we are going to be getting very busy here at New Mexico State University and all throughout the area. The roads are going to get a lot busier starting next week because not only are university students back, K-12 is back. It's back to school.
Yes, K-12 heads back to school next week. More than 24,000 students, give or take a few. And so we have a really great back-to-school package in the bulletin with, I think we have, you know, 6 or 7 pages full of information about registration, about the bus route changes, the lunch price increases, which aren't too bad this year. Some schools are getting some new principals. There's a ton of school supply drives going on right now. Magic 104.9 is having a Stuff the Bus, the Rod Runners Car Club, Mountain View Memorial Medical Center, all doing things to round up school supplies for kids. And there are also vaccination clinics going on early next week to get everybody caught up to where they need to be.
There really is a lot to do. And it's great that you're doing stories as well about folks that are raising funds or collecting items for kids. It's super that we're seeing more information out there now about the fact that a lot of our K-12 teachers out of their own pockets purchase things for their students. And I don't think a lot of people, especially if you don't have kids, you don't realize that.
It's a lot. It takes a lot, you know.
Yeah, it certainly does. All right. We also have something very big this week, something I always enjoy looking at. The Bulletin does an amazing job every year with Life is Good in Las Cruces magazine. And that is on newsstands now. And, I always save these, Tracy, because when we get new employees, it's one of the best resources to give to them.
Exactly. It gives you that big picture look at Las Cruces. And at a glance, you could kind of get your finger on the pulse of Las Cruces and what it all has to offer. And this year, it's a little bit different than in years past, because prior we've had the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is now Visit Las Cruces. They put out a visitor's guide every year, and then we have our Life is Good publication, and a lot of that information overlaps. So we partnered with them this year. We're a slightly bigger format, a lot of the same information. We've got some great features from the CVB publication, and we combine the best of both, I guess, to make a comprehensive guide. And so that's being distributed this week. You can pick it up at the Bulletin. You can pick it up at Visit Las Cruces or stands all over town. Just
keep
an eye out for
it. And it is a beautiful publication. Kudos to you. I know there's a lot of hard work that goes into that, and it is first rate.
Yes, I am riding high now on the post-project. I can breathe for a minute.
I bet. Well, folks aren't breathing with a preview story that you have. Can you imagine doing a 4 to 7 minute film in 48 hours? They're doing that, and you have a story about this.
Yes, some NMSU and DACC students, I'm sure they're breathing a sigh of relief still at this moment. From the last weekend of July, they participated in this 48-hour film project, which is a nationwide or maybe international program. And some students from here entered, and their film is currently being judged in Albuquerque with the pool of New Mexico films. And so we're just waiting to see if they nab a prize from that. But they had their topic was war or anti-war, and the name of their short film is Bravo Romeo Oscar. And so if you want to check out or keep an eye on the results, it's www.48hourfilmproject.com. And I hope the best for them.
Ah, we wish them the very best. I'm going to have to get in touch with them because I'd love to play some of this work on KRWG-TV. You know, a lot of folks ask me about this, and they say, why don't you play all this stuff on? Well, the reason is because a lot of the work that they do, they want to enter in festivals, and it can't be broadcast to air in a festival. But maybe with this one, since it's a 48-hour film project, they'll allow it to be aired.
Maybe
I
so.
Hope so.
Hope
we'll
so
see.
Too.
We've got about a minute left, and a lot of auditions happening in our incredibly vibrant theater scene.
Yes, it's that time of year. Fall is, we're ramping up for fall. School's getting back in session. So lots of theater groups around town are having auditions. So just, I'll go through this really quickly. They're at Las Cruces Community Theater. There will be a free audition workshop for kids on this upcoming Saturday at the theater. And then on August 20th and 21st, they're holding auditions for Annie. 6:30 in the evening. There will be 3 shows that they're looking for folks here at NMSU on August 19th, and the Borderlands Ballet is also holding auditions August 19th. So lots of opportunity.
You can read all about it in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy Roy with the Bulletin. Tracy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.